She is. Lord, we thank you for a great night tonight, because I know it's going to be a good one, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for an open heaven. We thank you, Father, for healing everybody that needs it, delivering everybody that needs it. And Lord, we thank you for this open heaven. I command every kind of tormenting spirit out of here in the name of Jesus. Distraction spirit, go in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that we've got good communications tonight. Everybody's going to have a great time. And we just praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Lord. Tonight's going to be the night. Glory, hallelujah. My, 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 my. What kind of voice would you like to have, Theo? Well, you want one better than that one, okay. All right, we'll pray for you, brother. Father God, we thank you so much for your word. Your word says that by his stripes we were healed, and we believe it. And I command his voice to come back in the name of Jesus. You spirit of dumbness, go from him right now in Jesus' name. You spirit that's trying to keep him from communicating, go from him in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that his voice has returned better than ever. And Lord, we just thank you for a great baritone sound too in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Theo and us in Jesus' name. Amen. Theo, you're healed, brother. Behold, in Jesus' name. Devil, go, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ooh,
amen.
All right, you see there? Already. Thank you, Lord. Yes, they are. The vocal cords are completely healed. All right, somebody else was wanting some prayer. Let me see. Baritone. Amen. Okay, Andrew, what you need prayer for, brother?
Okay. First, a happy report. We did pray that my son would pass his test that he's been trying to pass for a couple of times, and he actually got his grade and he passed his test. So now he's a licensed pipe fitter for gas. And hopefully that'll make him get a bit more money. But he's called me today and he told me that the next place where his company's going to work is at a hospital. And they want everybody vaccinated to work in a boiler room away from all people. So I told him, no, I don't do that. That's why I'm retiring. And I told him that, you see, this is a job that he really likes that he has. And he actually texted some stuff to me. And I prayed immediately after this. And he texted me back, "You're going to laugh when you hear this." And then I said, "What?" And he said, "I didn't even pray yet, but I already have prayed. When I opened my Bible to 1 Corinthians, he showed me a verse. And I highlighted this verse the night before. And it's Corinthians 4 and 5. He wrote it backwards here. I guess he must have pressed the wrong numbers. "Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes, and he will bring to light that what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. And I went, well, that's cool. And then he said, I shouldn't judge so quickly on what my boss will do in my situation. I should let God bring the light out of the darkness of tribulation in my heart, or tribulation in my heart. And he tells me that he has a second dream and he's going to want to talk to me in person about it. So I wanted to pray for favor for him. I've already prayed for favor, so I'd like someone to pray for me. For Ben, you know that it's been since March since he's had his dream. He's also come back, you know, with where he got healed when he was sick once. You know, it's kind of interesting. I told him today that, you know, your dream, someone actually made you go buy a Bible and show up to come here. This is all God's grace working in your life. I told him he has to be baptized. You know, I'm glad to baptize him. Of course, that might go a little funny afterwards, but anyway. So I would want him to have favor with his boss and somehow this work out for him, because he's on the one note, he's excited that he's finally got his licensing, which could mean a pay raise for him, or whatever the Lord wants to do. I mentioned the Lord could maybe have him go to a different job place or something. His boss, when he told his boss that he passed, and he said, well, let me go get you a drink, you know, and I don't know what they drank. That might be something else I have to talk to him about, but, you know, hopefully it was just a soda on his part and or a coffee or something. Anyway, so if someone could pray for favor for Ben.
Let me ask you a question, Andrew. Down here in the States, if you can get a religious exemption, all he needs is a letter from his pastor. And that letter would state, I've got a form here, we could do it if you wanted to do that. I don't know about Canada. Trudeau's kind of a nutcase, but I don't know how they got it up there to you.
If I mentioned at my workplace for religious exemption and they didn't give it to me, I don't think it's up here.
Okay. Well, I sent you that letter form just now that he could present to his boss. You know, the one I sent y'all here about a month ago that asked questions about the vaccine?
Yeah, it's kind of difficult wording, but I think I might have a copy of it somewhere here.
Well, I'll just send it to you, so you've got one in your email if you need it. All right, let's pray for it. All right, Lord, we lift up Ben to you. Lord, we just thank you for great favor with his boss, that he wouldn't put him on that job where he has to go get the COVID vaccine. And Lord, we thank you for that, that he put him on a job where he don't need to even mess with that stuff. And Father, we just praise you. We glorify you that Ben's going to have a job, whether it be with this company or not, Lord. It's going to be a great time for him. And but give him the fortitude to go ahead and stand by his convictions in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. And thank you for bringing Ben in as a mighty man of God. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
You know, when it comes to Ben, you know, I sort of just let him be guided by God through the Bible and what he reads. And on some things I give advice, but you know, it's a difficult relationship. Even though you saw him here last time, he doesn't always come over. I almost was going to invite him over tonight too, but you know, he knows that I have this conference every Tuesday and Thursday, and I'm with you other times too. Anyway, it's just really interesting on how it's working out with very little guidance from me. You know, it's all the Lord doing it. So I just want to give the Lord glory for everything on that account. Praise God.
Amen. Yes, Lord, you get the glory. All right, I believe you're going to see a miracle there.
On another account, you know, I called my daughter today because only Ben knows I'm retiring. So I told her I'm retiring, and she guessed it. It's because of the COVID thing. And she had a lot of questions, and I don't think she's saved, but she's heard a lot of gospel when I was answering things to her. So I just pray that the Lord would move on that also. Whatever you can use to draw her closer to you, Lord, to grant her salvation, maybe a dream, even a vision. Lord, she's my daughter, and I pray, Lord, that you would draw her. I put her at your feet, Lord, and do what needs to be done. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You know, she actually works in a hospital where they have test animals, because she's a veterinarian technician, and she's looking after those test animals that they probably even use to test vaccines on or whatever research. So her and my sister, who also has a hospital background in the blood bank, the one that sends me letters, her husband is a Mason. Masons are no problem for God. And why else would we know about those items unless there were converts from that to the Lord? And so I'm dependent upon the Lord for quite a bit here. And of course, you know, I have a brother who's mentally retarded and a sister that's crippled and from birth. So I have some things to discuss and try to bring things forward to them properly. Anyway, praise God. Glory to God. And I have to be all big moves for this. I'm sure there's similar items that you have. No problem for God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yay, y'all got on. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, yeah, just restarting the computer and we'll try and get on there again, but this is on the phone. But yep, we're on.
Let's pray for, I guess, some witchcraft, because that's probably what's happening here. They don't like us to get together because they know there's too much power here for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us over all the power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus right now, I cast down all witchcraft curses spoken against this outreach, and for them to back off, cease your actions against us now. In Jesus' name, I take authority over you, Satan, and I command you to back off this outreach. And I thank you, Father, We're putting a hedge of protection around everybody's communications tonight. And those that want to get on and can't get on, you can now. Because Satan is bound in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for that. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else got a prayer request? Lord, I just thank you for placing in this certain individual's heart to want to come down and visit with us next week. And I thank you, Lord, that that's going to happen. And you're going to have some happy folks. And I think that he will be happy as well. And I thank you for it, Father. He's going to be an anointing. It's going to grab him and throw him on the ground and just love on him. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right. Anyone else? Geneva, you doing okay?
I'm doing good. Well, yes, I am doing good. But I sent in that letter. I haven't heard anything back, but it's like you said, Michael, that they're going to be at rest too, in Jesus' name. Well, I wasn't going to. I'll share. I did have part of a dream. I'm just going to share part of it. I had a dream last night that I was talking to Isaac on the phone about it, and there was a, I was under a patio, me and Morgan were in the dream, and it was at an old house we used to live at in the country with my mom, and I was talking to some old lady or whatever, and at the time I thought it was a hospice patient, but it could be, you know, the flesh, like the old man, and I looked, and there was a red and white snake on a pole. And the next thing I know, I was like, oh gosh, we got to get away from that. And so we took off and we started running away from it. And I brought it up to Isaac and I was like, Isaac, what do you think that is or whatever? And Isaac was like, well, this is how it happened. I said that. And then I was like, it was also on a pole. And Isaac goes, you know what? He goes, I had the feeling right before you said that, because you know the pharmakia sign, how it's the pole with the serpent around it and it's red and white. So anyways, that's what you know I believe that it means. But I know the Lord's gonna protect us and whatnot, and he's gonna, you know, that we prayed that prayer and we're gonna believe it and stand by faith, and I've just been at peace. Really, I have since we prayed that. And so I'm just moving forward and I'm not thinking about the future because the Lord already has the future in his hands. Oh, I think you're muted, Michael.
I do that on purpose sometimes, see if y'all are looking. Yes, Lord, we thank you for doing that for Geneva. Let her stay in the rest with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, all of us be in the rest. All right, Isaac, go ahead.
Hey, I just got a testimony real quick. Something really cool happened yesterday. excuse me. So me, Geneva, and our family, and Mariana, and everybody, we've been working on this, getting things arranged for Mom to move into this house. It's been pretty cool experience. Anyways, but moving on from that, the realtor, she called me, and she said, "Hey, do you want this furniture? You know, do you?" Sorry, I got by my window yelling at me at the hotel room. What coworker? Get out of here. When troublemaker. Anyways, So anyways, back to my story. So the realtor called me and she said, "You want to buy this furniture? It's my neighbor's." And man, it was nice furniture too, man. It was all kinds of good stuff. And she goes, it's for sale for like $500. Man, it was like, man, tables and entertainment centers and big nice cabinets. I don't know most of the names for it because I, you know, growing up didn't have those type of furnitures. Anyways, but they were nice. And I said, well, I don't know. Let me think about it. And I thought about it and got back to her. I said, nah. And I thought about it again. I said, well, no, she probably doesn't need that. And I said, okay, we'll buy it. Anyways, so she, and she said this to me, the realtor said this. She goes, I mean, it's a pretty good deal. She goes, I mean, it's not free, but you know, it's a great deal and it's a blessing. I mean, you're not going to get free furniture like that. And I thought to myself, no, the Lord gives it to me. This could be free. Literally thought that. I thought it, man. And it's just a little thought, you know, because I've actually had that happen before. That's another testimony. I won't go into it tonight, but that was amazing. That happened like 14 years ago. Anyways, I thought, meh. Anyways, later on, I went out to eat. Mariana sent me a picture message, and it had a check on it for $500. And I said, what's that? She goes, I don't know, Isaac. I don't remember picking it up out of the mail. I'm not kidding you. And she goes, I don't. It was in the mail pile that was over a month old. And she goes, I don't remember getting it. And it was a $500 check from an insurance accident that happened to us a year ago. Paid for itself. Just like that, the Lord paid for it. I wanted to share that. It's so amazing how the Lord, I mean, even from those little snips, he got me the little tools to this. The Lord is going to provide and is providing in these days and the days to come. It's amazing.
He's an amazing God, isn't he? Awesome. Thank you, Lord, for replacing that money. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. Well, it seems like, well, go ahead, Missy. Tell us later. Missy,
I just wanted to share something, and it relates to our subject from Tuesday about hearing from the Lord. Oh, gosh, this was so cool. I was yesterday morning, I had a really good time with the Lord, just praying in the spirit, and just talking to the Lord, and I was just going on, and I just felt like, you know, to stop, you know, and you know, listen to what the Lord would, you know, would say to me. Not that he wasn't like really speaking to me, to my heart in the midst of that, but just to just stop. And so like one thing he said to me is that he's answering my prayers, you know, and then like the last thing he said to me was, because I had some tears coming down my cheeks, and he says, I'm going to wipe away every tear and turn them into tears of joy. And I was like, and you know, I'm like kind of, you know, cause sometimes I'm, you know, I think, you know, you think the Lord's talking to you, and sometimes it's hard to tell if it's you or if it's the Lord. Whereas I think what the Lord's showing me is that I have the mind of Christ more than I realize. And I think it's my thoughts, but it's really his thoughts. Does that make sense? You know, it is him speaking to me. Anyway, so then I was just like, I'm just like waiting to see what else he's going to say. And he told me to go over and open up my Bible and get a random verse. He's going to speak to me that way. Do you hear what he gave me? I shared this already with Julie. She had the preview. Shared this with her yesterday. He gave me Revelation 7:17, and I landed right on, and God will wipe every tear from your eyes. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, Lord, you're so cool. I mean, he was just like showing me, you know, I was speaking to you, you know, and just like an extra boost of encouragement and everything. And then when I was out on my bike riding my bike, I was thinking about this. And what the Lord popped into my head was John 16:16, starting there. But I'll go down to the 16 through 22, but the most important is, I guess, 20 to 22, I'll read. Truly, truly, I say you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy. Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. And, you know, I felt like the Lord was saying, you know, when he had said that to me, you know, about just everything, you know, that I'm going through and we're all going through. And I want to say this, that I felt the Lord wanted me to share this with y'all and tell you, you know, this is for you all too. This is, you know, the Lord, when he pours out his spirit and the Lord just really shines out from us, like, and we won't even know ourselves. It's, you know, we have Jesus growing in us now, you know, as that baby that it's talking about here. And you know, it's Jesus growing in us. And and then this morning he gave me Luke 1, and it's related to this too. And it's just like the Lord is just really encouraging me. Let me say this. We're all Marys. Yes, you brothers too are Marys too, giving birth to Jesus. And I landed in the verse 56, Mary stayed. But I'm going to read 46:56. And, you know, this is so, like, so for, like, right now. My soul exalts, and Mary said, my soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. And has exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months and then turned to her home. But I can see things in that are going on right now, you know, like, he has brought down rulers from their thrones. The Lord's doing that. Has exalted those who are humble. He's going to exalt those who are humble. You know, the man, child, and the bride, you know. He's giving birth to Jesus. And he has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty, empty-handed. That's what he's doing. He's robbing the rich and giving to the poor. And it's just so awesome. So just to encourage you all, you know, we're all going through our trials and all, but, you know, we're coming out shining with the glory of Jesus in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. So I hope that encouraged y'all. It was awesome.
Praise you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Hey, Josephus, what's up, bro?
Well, I was just thinking about telling us on Tuesday night, Pietro was asking me about the dream clear out with me in it, thing of my going to be and coming back to South Africa. And I said, no, I don't think so. After the conference call, I was lying in bed before I go to sleep. I was just thinking about this. Maybe I should ask the Lord for an answer. And I already quickly got a vision of just the wind was blowing. That's all. I cannot describe this, but just the wind was blowing. And that tells me it's spiritual. It's not physical for Adrian and Claire about the dream. So that was so awesome. But quickly the Lord answered me. That's unbelievable. Thank you, Lord.
Awesome. Thank you, Father, for doing it for Joe. Amen. Awesome. Lord.
Joe, we'd love to come back. But yes, it's definitely spiritual, I think. That's a very cool answer.
There's two places we want to be. And neither of them are here, but that's okay. We love it being here because God's got us here. So.
But I wouldn't rule out that the dream might still mean that we'll be together sometime. Might not be in South Africa.
Yep. Could be right over there on Cottage Avenue. I'm just saying. All right, William, go ahead, brother.
I just wanted to sort of just let you guys know it's Bola's birthday today. So maybe if we can do a special birthday prayer for her, it would be nice. Lord, thank you for making Bola and those that know her. Thank you for... saving her, Lord, and manifesting Christ in her. Lord, we pray that, she has been working hard the past 10 years to manifest Christ, Lord, that it will be a success, that she will, all the sacrifices that she's made, well, it's all to your glory, Lord, and you did the work. That she'll manifest 100% of Christ. I think that's the best birthday prayer anyone can get, is that she'll go for 100-fold. I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. What is she, 29? Happy birthday, Paula. All right. Anyone else?
Yeah, happy birthday, Paula.
Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paula. Happy birthday to you. Amen. And many more. All right, that's a good, I believe that's the first time I've done that. It's going all over the world. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Greg, for your masterful thing. Go ahead, Will. You want to sing too?
Ask me later. And it's also 2 years. Paula, Dirk, and I, we all started together. We didn't know, like, started this teleconference. It wasn't prearranged. It just happened by the Lord's hand. We started exactly at the same time to join the teleconference, and it's been 2 years. And it's been a huge blessing, I'm sure, in their lives as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, y'all have been a blessing to us too. Awesome time. Thank you, Lord. I'm starting to understand y'all too. I hope you're understanding me. Amen. Go, Vanita.
Oh, I didn't even realize I pushed the button. Sorry about that. Hi, everybody. Love y'all.
Hey. Okay. Amen. Anyone else? Okay. I guess we'll start this praise and worship tonight. Lord, just bless us tonight as we praise and worship with you, Lord, and let this be a sweet smell to your nostrils in Jesus' name. All right, let me get this back down so I can do it. Hey, Dave, when are y'all leaving? Tomorrow? It takes me a little bit. Hang on. I'm getting there.
Oh, you're talking about the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, that's local.
Oh. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Jesus Messiah. name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. To offer, Holy One, I'm humbled by all that you've done. And even though I walk through the valley, oh, and I don't have to fear, no, you have called me from my sorrow to gladness. And I had, what more could I want? So raise my faith a little higher, set my spirit on fire. Lord, we're asking you to move, 'cause you're the God of restoration, the one who gives salvation. Lord, let me come, and let me. Thank you. We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He has given. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing.
Thank you. Scorned by the ones he came. cross as Jesus died. The wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands at victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll
dum dum da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum 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 dum.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows, for the joy he bestows, offer those who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Lord, I love you, please help me to trust and obey. Lord, I love you, please help me to trust and obey. And in fellowship sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Lord, I love you, please help me to trust and obey. Lord, I love you, please help me to trust and obey. Lord, I love you, please help me to trust and obey.
Thanks so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, make sure to hit that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to my channel for more a cappella videos.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Take it up, every praise, it's to our God, every word of worship, with one accord, come on, say every praise, every praise, it's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah, to our God, glory hallelujah, it's to our God, every praise.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn.
sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and
they haven't
I can't believe we made it all the way through the list. Amen. I believe that's the first time we've done that. All right. Sunny, I saw your hand up. Go ahead. Sunil, go ahead. Saw your hand up. You got to unmute, I think. Well, I know you did. There you are. Okay. Yeah, Missy.
Well,
Well, I got another song if we you can still take requests.
Is it one that's a little quieter?
No.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
It's C.C. Winans' Goodness of God.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your
mountains will move. Anything we ask, our God can do. Believe in the one who freed us. Trust in the one who hears us. 'Cause anything we ask, our God can do. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. God is on our side. God is on our side. We'll overcome. The battle's won. Our Savior King. Our victory.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down.
peace with God and forgiveness. For all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe to you, I owe to you. Here my hope is found, here on holy ground, here I bow down, here I bow down, here arms open wide, here you save my life, here I bow down, here I bow at the cross, I surrender my life, I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you, where your love ran red, in my sin.
a place where mercy reigns. So never die.
Lift up my spirit to my Lord. To you I lift up my soul.
To you, O God, I lift up my soul. Lift up my spirit to my Lord. To you I lift up my soul.
Make me to know your ways, O God. Teach me your paths, guide me. You are my Savior.
To you, O God, I lift up my soul. Lift up my spirit to my Lord. To you I lift up my soul.
Good and upright, our gracious God. Showing the way, guiding the humble to justice.
To you, O God, I lift up my soul. Lift up my spirit to my Lord. To you, I lift up my soul.
Steadfast and kind your ways, O God. All who revere your covenant know your friendship.
To you, O God, I lift up my soul.
Lift up my soul.
Lift up my spirit.
Emmanuel.
Change the leper's spot. sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow.
Hi, this is Todd Fields.
That's a good one to look to finish it up with, but praise God. Hallelujah. It was good worship. All right, before we get off, has anybody got a prayer request? Lord, we just thank you for an awesome time tonight. Let these praises go up to you, Lord. You know, for you, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us in this walk you've got us on, Lord. We thank you for cleaning us up and let your cleansing power go through us, Lord, and clean out all of the garbage that's there. We thank you, Lord, that you've set us up on that high road. We praise you, Father. We're climbing up to Mount Zion now. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your healing power right now going through this crowd. In Jesus' name, and all those who need healing, just reach out and grab it because it's there. Thank you, Father, for doing it for my brothers and sisters. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, be with us, protect us until we all meet again. Thank you, Father, for your presence in our life, because you never leave us. My, my, my. What a praise. Good night, y'all.